When my mother was Mary McDonough, and she was Martha Davy Joyce, and she had 15 children, but there was, I think it was, how many, it was two children died then, or two little boys, but she had three boys and she had 10 girls. And
your name is Molly Collins, isn't
and
it?
And I'm, yeah. And I'm Molly Collins. I had 15 children. I had 7 boys and they were all living, and I had 8 daughters. And the 8 daughters is good and well, thank God.
And where were you born, Molly?
I was born in Longford. In Longford Hospital, but Longford was County Longford.
Ah, County Longford.
Yeah.
And did you travel when you were a young girl?
Travelled everywhere. Most of everywhere. And we travelled up a bit in Limerick, where we were, you were all grey, and travelled around Longford, Cavan, Westmead, and County Mead, more. Mm-hmm. We're nearly from the Midlands, and that's where we stood mostly. But I was in England for 10 years and I came back in 1968 and I went back over again for as long more. Mm-hmm. And then I was in England as well after that.
But do you prefer Ireland?
We're pure Irish.
Pure Irish. Pure Irish. Molly, when you were little, how did your mammy manage to feed all of you?
Well, the farmers was very good to the travellers in them times. Mm-hmm. Because they used to kill their own pigs, have their own sack of flour in the corner, and they used the men bring the corn to the mill, and they used to get their own meal, oaten meal that time. Mm-hmm. There was no buying of meal. It was, you get meal in every house nearly, every farmer's houses. And you get loads of milk. And we used to get loads of milk off the creamery when coming back to the creamery and the skim milk. And you said that's very good for you. Well, we'd be getting it because there was a whole lot of froth in the dinner in it, and we'd love getting the milk with the froth. God bless you, Mary. Thanks. And so more or less. My father was a tinsmith, and he used to make ponders, country people would call them. We'd call them the big quart ponder and the pine ponder, the 3-quart can, the big can, and the can with the plain can with no lead in it, and the can with a hoop and a lid in it. So that had been extra, could be 5 shillings. The small can, it was called the common can. Mm-hmm. There was no lead in it, and that was 3 shillings. So it'd be a long time, but in them days, the money was small, but it was good. You'd get a lot for it.
For it, yeah.
And
would you buy food? Or would you?
No, because what had really happened, there was very close connections with the settled woman and the travelling woman. Mm-hmm. And there was very close connections with the travelling man and the settled man. So the settled man invited the travelling man into the yard. Mm-hmm. And if it was anything that he could mend at the time of the war, or anything like that, he'd mend them kettles, pans, pots and buckets and everything, because they had to do that. Mm-hmm. And that was for the farmers to do everything, would feed calves and pigs and this and that and other. And then the travelling woman was invited into the house. She got a mug of tea first of all for the woman, and then the County Cavan and the County Longford had wards. The County Cavan they called those Gatla. They come in Gatla. And the County Longford had a word, as I said, County Cavan had Gaza, and the County Longford had Come In Ducky.
Ducky.
Come In Ducky. So Ducky was invited in as well as her mother. Mm-hmm. And they were a barefoot and going to the house as were her. And she made the bargain with the pongers and the tin cans, and she got the food through that. Mm-hmm. And she wouldn't have to ask the food. The food was gent. Mm-hmm. The old bacon that was there before the pig was killed, they gave that to the travellers. Mm-hmm. Home cured bacon. They made their own butter, they had their own eggs, and they had this and that and the other. But you got it. And were very good to this. You could get the makers of a big cake of bread in a paper bag. And that's the way we lived. And that was a good way of living. Mm. And we got...
How did your mum cook?
My mother, it was mostly boiling, because the fire was lit outside. And it was mostly boiling and with the heavy spuds and cabbage. Spuds and cabbage, or spuds and turnips, and this and that and all, but it was all the spuds boiled in their jackets. Mm-hmm. They were never hardly peeled, bad in a very odd time. But you got them and you peeled them and ate them. So you did. I'm glad to get it.
I'm glad. And Molly, did you like cooking yourself?
Well, I was a bad cook. No, I was a bad, I was the worst cook in the world. No, well, that's the truth. But I managed. Mm. I managed.